Well, Ricky, Holders go out of the Hunts Cup, and we certainly pummeled them second half, but it was never our day, really, was it?
No, it weren't. Nigel, it just goes on from what I've been saying in recent weeks. You know, we're chasing the game again. You know, the first half performance wasn't good enough, and it was a really poor goal to concede, a poor header. Didn't pick up the second phase, the drop down, the knockdown around the edge of the box, and then we didn't get people out blocking the shot, you know, and to be fair, it was a soft strike when it weren't even a well-hit shot and it sort of bobbled in the corner. But and then you're chasing the game. It's just so frustrating, you know. It wouldn't be nice just being able to do what we do. It's frustrating. The Ainsbury, good side. It was going to be a difficult game. They moved the ball around first half and we struggled at times with their deeper man in midfield. He got on it and, you know, although they scored the goal, we didn't really look at any under any pressure. We just didn't create any chances. And then the second half, we just, you know, we said we've got to go and have a bit of a go, haven't we? We've got to try and be a bit braver and get people stepping in with the ball and fullback stepping in and start committing their men and putting their midfielders out to create space to play into the front. And yeah, second half we did that. But if you don't score, you don't win any game of football. And you know, we've probably had 6, 7, 8 really good chances and not scored. You know, we could have walked off the pitch and it could have been 5-1 to us, you know, and it would have been a fair reflection of how the second half went, but that weren't to be. And then, you know, the second goal at the end is always inevitable because they have got pace. You know, we were trying to put more men forward, but you know, we only had two at the back against their three, and you know, we couldn't put any more up front, and got hit on the break, and it happens, doesn't it? It is what it is, mate.
Yeah, we got a bit more pitch time into some of the guys anyway.
Yeah, Maka did all right. You know, I think he lacked a little bit of his sharpness today, but he hasn't played for a month. But look, it would have been nice, you know, DK's not scored for a few weeks and it would have been nice for him to get on the score sheet. Yet he had a couple of good chances and missed them both, so that's just another game that he's goes without scoring. You know, Chev come back into the team and I thought second half he did much better. First half he was a little bit indifferent. But it is what it is. I think, like you said, on another day, if we'd taken our chances, I don't think the referee helped us. I think we had two definite stonewall penalties and didn't give. And we had a free kick on the edge of the box as well that he didn't give. And the one that Jared Cunniff went through, it was, the ref had a poor game. But I just said to the players, they always look for excuses, and I certainly don't want to be one to look for excuses. At the end of the day, we were beaten by a team that in the second half absolutely defended for their lives and showed great heart, great determination, great togetherness to see out the one goal lead that they had, and it was down to us to break them down, and we couldn't do it. So if you don't do that, you don't deserve to win. So full credit to Ainsbury, and wish them all the best in the final.
Yep, thank you very much, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.